From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. intelligence chief states his case to the president-elect. U.S. intelligence chief James Clapper has expressed profound dismay to Donald Trump over leaked details of a security briefing that reportedly contained explosive but unsubstantiated allegations about the president-elect. Clapper said in a statement that he and Trump spoke late Wednesday about unverified claims that his aides colluded with the Kremlin to win the U.S. election and that Russia has compromising information on Trump. In a tweet early today, Trump wrote that James Clapper called me yesterday to denounce the false and fictitious report that was illegally circulated, made up, phony facts, too bad. During Trump's news conference yesterday, he said,
I think it was disgraceful. That the intelligence agencies allowed any information that turned out to be so false and fake out. I think it's a disgrace.
However, Clapper said he told the incoming U.S. president that it is doubtful that the leak came from within the intelligence community. He said, I emphasize that this document is not a U.S. intelligence community product and that I do not believe the leaks came from within the IC. And Clapper continued, the IC has not made any judgment on that information in this document that is reliable, and we did not rely upon it in any way for our conclusions. Donald Trump's choice to lead the Department of Defense gets his Senate confirmation hearing today, while the same committee considers legislation necessary to make him even eligible for the job. Retired General James Mattis is testifying before the Senate Armed Services Committee, which is expected to give him approval. This is VOA News. Trump's nominee to lead the Central Intelligence Agency, Republican Congressman Mike Pompeo, is appearing before the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence for his confirmation hearing. And a third confirmation hearing Thursday involves one of Trump's rivals for the Republican presidential nomination, retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson, who was up for the job of leading the Department of Housing and Urban Development. In the past, Carson has voiced opposition to government programs that encourage what he says is dependency and has touted the virtues of individual effort in becoming successful. Mexico's President Enrique Peña Nieto said Wednesday he wants good relations with the incoming Trump administration, but again said Mexico is not paying for a wall along the U.S.-Mexican border.
Impulsaremos una negociación abierta y completa.
Nieto said, we will encourage open and complete negotiation. All of the issues that define our bilateral relationship are on the table, including security, migration, and trade. We will never accept anything against our dignity as a country, nor our dignity as Mexicans. President-elect Trump has promised to force Mexico to pay for the wall aimed at curbing illegal immigration into the United States. Trump has also threatened to impose huge tariffs on companies that move to Mexico and try to sell their goods in the U.S. as well as tear up and renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement, saying the current deal is more beneficial to Mexico than it is to the United States. Russia is expressing concern about the arrival of U.S. soldiers and tanks in Poland, saying they are a threat to its security. The first contingent of U.S. soldiers arrived in Poland from Germany today, leading Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov to call the operation a threat to Russia's interest and our security. Eventually, the U.S. plans to station more than 3,000 soldiers in Poland, marking the largest troop buildup in the country since the Cold War ended. The mission, dubbed the Atlantic Resolve, will see the soldiers, along with 87 Abrams tanks and more than 500 vehicles, rotate between Poland and several other NATO countries, including Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Romania, Bulgaria, and Hungary. The deployment was ordered by the Obama administration in 2014 as a response to Russian aggression in Ukraine. And after New Delhi expressed fury over the sale of doormats depicting the Indian flag by Amazon.com and threatened to withdraw visas for its officials, the online retailer removed the controversial product from its website. India has a flag code that sets strict laws for proper display of the national flag, and its desecration is punishable with fines and imprisonment. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.